Maine Senators Susan Collins and Angus King are making another run at getting a gun control measure through the gridlocked U.S. Senate. Fred Bever has details on that one.
On Monday, the Senate tried and failed to pass dueling proposals to expand background checks and to bar suspected terrorists from buying firearms. Now the question is whether Senator Collins can rally support to a new proposal.
Surely the terrorist attacks in San Bernardino and in Orlando that took so many lives are a call for compromise, a plea for bipartisan action.
Collins' bill would bar gun purchases by people on the federal no-fly list or on the selectee list, which subjects people to extra security scrutiny at airports and border crossings. Collins says more than 100,000 people are on those lists, but most are foreign nationals, she says, while Americans and green card holders would be able to appeal a permit denial and recover legal expenses if they win. Senator King says the weakness of gun rules here contrasts with the aggressiveness of U.S. action against terror groups like ISIS overseas.
If there's a truckload of arms coming across the desert, we take them out. What sense does it make that ISIS can mobilize people in this country and they can walk into a store and buy a gun?
The Collins bill would not have stopped Omar Mateen from buying the weapons he used to kill 49 people in Orlando because he was not on a federal watch list at the time. But he had been previously, and under the Collins bill, the FBI would at least receive notice when someone who's been listed within the past 5 years buys a gun. Collins says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has assured her he will bring her proposal to a floor vote, although the exact timing is uncertain. It's even more uncertain whether the Republican-controlled House would go along. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.